Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
You really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. A heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seeds. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, everyone. I just want to say hello to all of you that's listening in to this broadcast tonight, and to say how happy and glad that I am that you did take the time to tune into the broadcast. We're expecting a good time tonight with our guests. And as we explore our topic, this is Let's Talk Truth, and our blog page is www.loisbullock.blogspot.com. If you can't listen to the show when we're live, you can go on to my blog page and you can listen to it, and we hope that you will at least give us some input on any of our shows to let us know if what we're talked about provoked any change in you, whether it irritated you, provoked you to change and to be a better person, because we do want to be all that we can be. And I know that's one of our Army slogans, but we still say the same thing. Today, we're going to talk about the paths that we choose, the paths that we choose. Now, we're going to be joined today by Shannon. She is a regular on our show. Thanks her so much for having the interest in our lifestyle broadcast, that she might come on and offer her expertise. And we're going to be joined by Courtney, and he has his part of our of his expertise that he's going to offer, and also by Dijon. We just thank them for taking time out of their busy schedule to come by and to share things. And to several of our listeners in the Houston area, the Midland area, in Bremen, Texas, and for those that are out of state listening, we thank everybody for coming in, listening to our broadcast. The paths that we choose. Now, let me say something. We're talking about paths, which really is the same as the direction we choose to go in life. So the direction that we choose to travel in life, it will sometimes lead us to a good place, and sometimes it doesn't. What is our biggest contributor to the path that we choose? That's one of the questions we're going to examine. And are we predestined to go certain directions, or is it left up to the individual to find their own way? So we're going to examine all these different possibilities when we're talking about the path that we choose. So any of our guests, if you want to start us out talking about the biggest contributor to the path that we choose, are we predestined to go in certain directions, or is each individual responsible for finding their own way in life?
But there's so many things involved in that. For example, when you said about, do we choose to go down that path? Are we predestined?
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone has a destiny, but if depending upon how you dealt, you know, what you're dealt depends upon how fast you reach that destiny. Because something that's destined for you to do, it'll happen. It may not happen as soon as it would have, but it will eventually happen. Also, when it says that's that individual to find your own way, no, you don't have to find your own way, but it's up to that individual to follow the path that was laid before them, the correct path. And when you also said about, what, you know, the things that are the biggest contributor to it.
Yeah, what's the biggest contributor?
First of all, we take the word path and we think it means, like, if you're walking through the woods and you have a little piece of grass that's been worn down, people go on a path.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily a path.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a path is a mind state because, let me tell you why. If you're on a commuter train, and I saw this on Facebook, and it really made a lot of sense to me because if I get on the same commuter train every day and I sit on the right side, well, on the right side of that train, I'm looking at the mountainside and the wall. It's just like I'm looking at bricks, and it's depressing. But if I sit on the left side, that's open to the air. I see the beautiful scenery, the trees, the sun is shining. It's all on how you look at things. Now, you may still be on your path, but things will try to knock you off of there. It's like a game, like that game Wipeout. You know, they give you a path to go on, but they have mm-hmm. obstacles in the way, like a fist will bust out of nowhere and knock you down in the mud or things like that. It's up to you to decide to get back up and go down what we want to. And a lot of times the things that I feel that we're destined to do, we shy away from because of insecurities within ourselves. We feel that we're not, why me? Because I don't feel I can fit into that, what I'm destined to be or what I'm destined to do. Some people are afraid of greatness. Everybody says they want to be great, but people say a lot of things. That doesn't mean you feel like you're even deserving to be destined for the greatness that's inside of you. And when I say great, I mean like a celebrity. I mean whatever makes you shine as an individual.
Okay, I can understand that. Now, I want to say something based on what you said. We're talking about destined for greatness. One thing, and I'm going to say this because as I say this in the front of every one of my shows, I'm not here to preach to anybody listening, but our show is called Let's Talk Truth. So in order for us to arrive at the truth, we have to plug in the Word of God. So with that said, we're going to continue. Now, you said something a minute ago about being, you know, headed where you're going and seeing these different things. I want to say something that first I want people to understand. Your path leads you to where? Your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm from the country, and we used to leave the house and go down in the woods looking for a particular thing. We had two big things of water that it was stocked with fish, and we used to go fishing. My nephew and I used to take a certain path to get to that body of water.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we were going to go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it didn't matter how many trees grew up, how many flowers bloomed, the seasons. It didn't matter what came up to maybe distort that path. We knew where we were going, and we didn't allow anything to stop us from getting there.
Okay.
Because we were going to go fishing. We were going to go sit on that water and throw those little cane poles in there and see what we could find, you know, see how many fish we could get. So that path down to our fishing hole,
mm-hmm.
it depended on the season that we went, what was distracting in that path. Because
mm-hmm.
we had, I know a lot of you don't know what sour dots are, but people from the country know. It's a little flower. You break it off, and you chew on the end of it, and it has a little sour thing in it. But we used to chew them all the time.
Yeah.
So those things would be out there during the summer months. Even though we may stop to pull a few, we did not linger because we were headed to that fishing hole. Now, in the winter, Everything was dead, sticks laying across the path, everything. But we stayed on that path. Why? We were going to the fishing hole.
I have a question. I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
You were from that town. You knew where the path was.
Yes.
That's not the only way you can get to the fishing hole, though.
No, it isn't.
Now, I would like to say that there are some people arrive at conclusions differently than others at different times, because we're all individuals, we're made up of different things, and I think that just because some people may have the same end result, their way to get there may have to be different, because everybody has, like you said, a purpose. So, you know, with you being from there, you know how to get to the watering hole down that same path.
Mm-hmm.
But you take somebody who's never been there like me, I would be lost. And I would get there, but I'd have to probably go over, run into a couple of snakes or run into, you know, there's different things that will come about and attack me because I didn't, and maybe it was purpose for me to go that way. Maybe it's what I learned, because in life, no matter what, you know, we go through, some things people feel like, oh, this was so tragic, it happened to me. I've had some bad things happen to me, but I've learned something from each and every one of those things.
Because,
and how can I, in life, if our goal is to help another person along, or
mm-hmm.
you know, or be shine, let our, you know, Christianity shine, or whatever, our goodness shine. I'm just gonna say that, let our goodness shine and draw other people. How can I relate? I can never relate to someone who's been on crack. Why? Because I've never been on crack. So I can't say, you know what? This is what when I was going down my path called life. This is what I ran into. This is that, yada yada yada. So I believe there are different paths, because how can you help a person unless you've been through that? So the things that I've been through, I can tell someone how it is to go to work every day, but yet you come home with no electricity. I can tell someone how to open up your household to people who really, at the end of the day, wouldn't care if you lived or died, but you've treated them like loved ones and family. I can tell someone how it feels to be ostracized because you're a little bit heavier than everybody else, or, you know, you may not have $300 hair weave or whatever. I know what it's like to be ostracized because of being smart. Like, I was smart in school, but I was ostracized because you think you're better than everyone. Mm-hmm. You think you're there.
So you're actually talking about the different obstacles that crossed your path. But, and I know I'm going to, Courtney is standing in the wings here waiting to comment. But before he does, you talked about the different paths. Now, you talked about my watering hole being from where I was. I knew how to get there. And I think this is where we need to be helpers one to another. If you came to my neck of the woods, I would feel obligated to show you how to get to my watering hole so that you wouldn't have to run into all the different obstacles that you would if you tried to go on your own. So that's one thing that's helpful out there when we're talking about paths that we choose.
And to me, that's when you show God's greatness, because everybody doesn't do that. That's what we nice.
That's what we're
that
supposed,
supposed to do. But people don't. But I will say this. When people don't do that, you have people who will take the off-beaten path,
mm-hmm.
take the one that's not laid out. Take the one that's all windy and rickety. But at the end, it's so that you can have a testimony. It would be even greater if someone like me made it to the watering hole through the off-beaten path
mm-hmm.
than it would be to make it on a beaten path, because I'm not from there. I'm afraid, number one, of woods and bugs and everything else. So for me to make it to the watering hole, I have something to testify about.
Right.
Hey, y'all didn't show me how to get here, but I came through all of this, and look where I am.
Okay, but let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What if you took the off-beaten path and others decided to take the off-beaten path? Some of those people that take the off-beaten path did not survive.
Yeah, and that's when the person who's on the off-beaten path turns around and says, hey, don't come this way. I don't know what's going on up here. Y'all better back up and try something else, but I'm going to keep going
mm-hmm.
because I'm too far. But don't come right behind me. It's a hole up here, and I see it's about two or three snakes, and Sister Brigham can't handle that.
Okay.
So back up. You know, you have to say something.
Okay. Courtney, now, say what you're going to say, and thank you for being patient. with us Thank women.
You. Well, my take on the path that we choose, I think that our destiny is somewhat already defined, but I think our childhood years are most important, and the past.
Exactly.
Because what people don't understand, that what decision we make when we're a child dictates how we are in our adult ages.
Right.
And
if you're
people,
a foster kid, you're gonna be a foster adult.
People don't understand that, and that's so important for you. You see a lot of people who are homeless or haven't reached their pinnacle that they should be at. It's because of decisions they made beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, when you're a child, yes, your parent has a lot of blame there
mm-hmm.
because they didn't teach. But for you, skipping that day of school, getting that credit card, all these things set you up for the downfall.
Exactly.
That people don't understand that everything we do is a calculated move to an end.
It is.
You
and
know,
one thing I do agree with that, and me being a kid before, you know, a lot of times, I never forget, I was in the sixth grade, and my mother sat down, she was talking to me about, you know, the do's and don'ts of life and this and that. And I looked at her and I said, why? If it's never happened to you, how can you tell me? I asked her why. Why? Of course, you know, after I picked my teeth up off the ground, not really, but after I got scolded because it came off as being flippant. But I don't have any children, but I always said if I had children, the things that I've been through, I'm not going to be, or things that happened to me, bad decisions that I made, I'm not going to shun from that and say, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to share those things. You want to know why? Because it's a difference in trying to instruct something to someone and they think you don't have a clue. It's like you're standing on the corner with a homeless sign, trying to tell me how to get rich. I'm going to look at you like you don't have no sense. But we have, like you said, the formative years. If you sit down and tell your daughter or your son, hey, listen, you doing this and such and such and such in school, do you want to know what happens? Show the repercussions. Say, you know, and I know because this happens to, you have to make things relatable to people. That's like kids don't think that death is real to somebody they know
dies. And I wanted to bring this up because I was pondering this topic, and it was in my head, and I was really thinking about it. And a lot of our children are lacking what they're lacking is they don't research history. Now, and that is how you find out even if you haven't been in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that children need to read more.
Mm-hmm.
And it might sound far-fetched, but listen to me, and you'll understand where I'm coming from. When the great people of our world, the greats, I'm talking about people that are in, that have done everything. Let's take Alexander the Great, and I'm taking him because his title, Alexander the Great, he conquered almost the whole known world at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But what did he do? He read on past things and on what people did before him. That's the way you make your way ahead of you. Looking at the great men that are, you know, you're listening to wisdom and you're gaining that wisdom without having to do it. You're looking through someone's eyes. Every military commander, I guarantee you, the great ones, they study what happened in the past.
Of course.
So they can see what's in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as children and as parents, parents need to project more in their children's lives and tell them, you know, at first before they can read. Tell them about history, what they know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as parents, we don't know everything,
mm-hmm.
but let us tell our children, because that is why our past, that's why you don't see great people hardly no more, because people are not given opportunity, and then they're not trying to. Mm-hmm. Parents are not teaching. Parents are working 2 and 3 jobs to make it, but saying that to have the things they think they need, and their child is going lax, so a whole generation is not getting what they need. And the guidance, yeah, just like you said, the guidance, and then it's a fall, it's a breakdown, and then that generation breaks down. That's why you have,
but you
that you know, we have, as just say, from a point we've had great. And then you don't, it's not too many.
It's not too many
right now. It's, you know, it's the first black man that CEO of American Express, which is big. But you don't have any great person who have came
and
up
when
and
you talk about,
uplifted
when you talk way. About things like the first black man to spit in the air, the first black woman to wear a miniskirt, those are personal accomplishments.
Yes, that's what
now,
I'm saying. But
let me say this.
I'm not saying as a race.
I'm talking about different things.
You cannot, you know, when we look back, we know like, say for instance, Eisenhower, Patton. We know about Lincoln. We know about George Washington. We know about Martin Luther King. We know about people like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's a gap. You know, it's a gap that it hasn't been filled
you
with
know what?
Because we are forgetting.
Hold on, but
that
let me tell you why people think that. I just was sitting here and I thought about it. If in my mind I create visual things all the time. I guess I'm a Virgo, but people always say, leave it in the past. That's a past. Leave it in the past. Think about it. If we're taking a past and it's called life, the person,
someone has gone before you,
who has gone before you, it's their past, but it's your future.
Exactly.
Because you have to walk directly through whatever they, you, if you tell me, let's say, Courtney, you're walking up there and you see it's a big old hole, but you're grinning and you slip down in it. I'm way down the road. You know, it's my future coming up. It's your present. You climb out of there. At the bottom of there is a bunch of knives and stuff. You can fall in and die. If I don't pay attention to what happened to you and I see you fall down and then you climb up like, whoo, and I get down there and get the greenest, I probably can't pull myself out that hole. I'm going to fall and hit them knives and die.
Hold on.
So
yeah.
Your past, it's like a never-ending cycle, like
exactly.
A circle of life.
Let me say something. To really make what both of you are saying concrete. A path, a destination, or a purpose comes through family guidance. You all said that a moment ago. I talked to a young lady about 5 or 6 years ago. I knew, like Shannon was talking about, I knew her family's history. Now let's go back to the Bible. The Bible says that certain sins can visit up to so many generations in our families. You know, that whatever grandpa happened to him can happen to you and can happen until someone comes into the knowledge of Christ and change things.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this, I knew this young lady's family history. It was alcoholics and drug addicts. I plainly said to this young lady, I said, whatever you do, don't get involved with alcohol. I said, because if you start to drinking it, your flesh is going to like it. And that's going to start you on your spiraling. That's going to take you off your path, and you're not going to meet your purpose. I said, and whatever you do, don't do drugs. I don't care if it's marijuana. I've never had marijuana. I don't know the effect it has on you. But I said, don't start with the drugs because it's going to take you off your path. I said, do you know how I know? I said, look back at your history. That young lady sat here and told me today, talked about how they smoke weed and they smoke blunts. And I looked at her and I said, nothing I've ever said to you, you've listened to. When will you get on your right path and stop all of the other stuff? So that lets me know right there that the biggest contributor, one of the biggest contributors to our choosing the wrong path, a certain path, is our inability to hear. We don't want to hear.
Exactly. And what I want to, nobody's, if you poll elementary kids, no one, you say, what do you want to be when you grow up? No one says, I want to be a crackhead, or I want to be poor and broke and, you know, on welfare.
Live from check to check.
No one says that.
They all have big aspirations.
The people who are, as we say, heavyweights, and I'm talking about some of them, they're not even in the limelight.
Exactly.
But
most of them
have
mean something.
A lot of money. They're wealthy, not rich. They're wealthy. I'm talking about they have enough power to where they can control things. They seek knowledge.
Yes.
And this is where we don't, and this is tying into your hearing. Most people who gain wealth, they gobble knowledge up everywhere they go. Information, they gobble it up because that is teaching them the right ways and the wrong ways to do business so that they can, once they learn what's the bad way,
you can learn
work.
How not to run bankrupt for your company.
Exactly.
You
they learn even, you know, it's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get that, I believe that you can take yourself out of your situation and you can be put back on New York thing because the majority of Americans are not living on their paths.
Exactly.
Because
so I have a question. So let's just say you and I, we started on the same path. There comes a fork in the road. You go to the right, it's smooth sailing. I start stumbling over bricks and rocks. You can see me, and you say, hey, hop across here and get over here with me. It's easier if you do it this way. And I don't listen.
If I fall
and scrape my knee, and I keep telling you to come over here. Am I supposed to go over there and nurse your wounds?
Well, let me say something.
Let me go back to what you were saying. That right there, that ability to, someone's trying to help you, that's where I said that comes when you were small. That made it into you where you just, that's actually a negative thing where you want everything to be hard.
Let me say something to kind of put this in perspective. What you're both saying, you're talking about two different paths. Now, the path you take, if we do it in a righteous way, your purpose may take you on a rougher path than what he's on. It depends on what your purpose is. Because you've got to be groomed to handle your purpose when you get to the end of the line. So you may have a few more sticks across the road than he does.
Right, so let me ask you this, though.
No, I understand that part,
but the God that we serve, let me tell you something. From my knowledge, I know for everybody to know I'm not a Holy Ghost filled. Oh, but at the same token, if that is my purpose to go through falls and scrapes and bumps,
mm-hmm.
every now and then God's going to send someone to help and assist. But that's not continual. Ain't nobody going to come over there on my path and carry me across all that.
No, God's going to carry you.
I have a different take on that because, yes, you are put through things. Everybody's obstacles. Everybody has an obstacle to their purpose, whatever they're in life, whether they're going to be a lawyer or whatever they're going to be. And I'm not talking about your spiritual purpose. I'm talking about what you're going to be here. Everybody has different paths, but you choose when you're smaller is what guides you. Some of the things that you do in your past, you put the obstacles there. Now, everybody's going to have obstacles. But if I'm looking over there and I'm going this way and I'm saying, hey, do it this way, and you don't, see, that's a stubborn path. You weren't meant to be there. Half of our stumbles, we're not meant to be there. That's what I'm saying. We're not meant to go there. We choose to go there,
mm-hmm. because we
could have picked something long time ago, but we chose. Because everybody chooses, right? You know, has this or that. We chose this, and you know what? Half the time we're too stubborn to turn around or jump off. I'm just gonna go through it, and you're like, man, he has been through and came out. That was because of him. It wasn't because of God. That was because of him. He did that.
Well,
and half the time that is that, because if it was, it would be changing a more. If it was
naturally meant for you to go through.
Yeah, it would be a different thing. But 20 years and you over there and you just he just came through. No, that boy's doing that because he's stubborn and don't want to do nothing, and he chose that route. We choose our routes half the time, and then we want to put it on God and stuff like that. That's
I try to tell me what
self.
To do.
Okay.
If you had the answers, then you'd have been better off.
Exactly.
Hold on.
Now, and I think we have to all look at the realization of the path that's laid out there. First of all, God made a human being. No. He created man in the way he wanted man to operate.
Mm-hmm.
But we have let the society, we have let man program us into doing something else. Now, there's a difference in walking in the way you were created to walk and being programmed to do something else. Now, let me show you what I mean by that. If we started back in the Bible with the youngest man or the most powerful man, let's start with Abraham. Abraham was walking the way he was created to walk. Abraham today is walking the way he's been programmed to walk. There's two different ways to do that. We wake our children. How many children are born and every morning they are taught to pray when they walk out the door? How many children are taught to say, let's do this with the Bible? And let's get to know, let me teach you about this thing in the Bible. See, first of all, we walk on the wrong path because we don't have a clue what our purpose is. And when we teach greatness, what do we teach greatness? Little Johnny, great is if you are a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're great. But there are some people who have never gotten a degree that is great within themselves because they are purposed to be great, to do something for the kingdom of God. So we're teaching one way of greatness, and it's never going to work until it lines up with the greatness that God has put in us, and it's never going to work. It is never going to work because we are taking steps. I know so many kids that have been, what are you going to be? I'm going to be an engineer. You want to be an engineer, but these kids don't want to do that kind of studying. What kind of music do we put in our children Monday through Saturday?
Booting me down, and
that has a lot to do with it.
Never end a cycle, repeat yourself. Do you know that the path that you're on, you're dragging your babies down it now? Like Courtney said, when he said that we don't drill things into our children, we don't drill reading into our kids. We don't drink. Let's take America as a whole. We're behind in every subject. When it comes to anything intellectual thing. But anything fast or managed, we on top.
We on point.
Now, I will say this. When we pulling our kids around, I'm not saying it's that you have to say, we're going to read our Bible every morning. Because I didn't grow up reading my Bible every morning. I wouldn't talk to pray every morning if I walk out the door. When I got to a certain age, yes. But from my fundamentals, I was not.
Exactly. But what would happen had you been done?
But at the same token, let me show you this. I was taught the right thing. The problem is the example that I had. See, number one, I had a mother who worked, single mother. But yet still, I wasn't made to raise my brother or my sibling.
Mm-mm.
Number two, I had a single working mother. But not one time did I sit down and she putting bills in my name. I had a single working mother, but not one time did my mother stand out there on the corner with us for no handout. Did she have any type of a way? Oh, let me show you how to twerk this government right quick. Let me show you how to do this. Let me show you how to hustle. The word hustle wasn't known. See, when I was coming up, it was hard work. If you didn't work, you didn't eat. You had to go to work every day and then find you something to do on the side, like whether it's picking up, cleaning up buildings or doing whatever. But no one has any go-get-em anymore unless it comes to things like selling drugs or doing something that has nothing to do with a legal job. You have to have a go-get-it attitude.
Let me ask
and
you
have
something.
To learn. Like you said, knowledge is key. Read. How can I be the best window washer there is unless I'm up on all the window washer cleaning materials?
This is the thing, and this is when you are a child.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to put things out in front of you, this is and I know this is just listen. If I were to put different objects around, you know what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a child,
mm-hmm.
you gravitate to it.
Mm-hmm.
If you gravitate to music, that's what you're gonna do. But you gravitate to a sport, you are an athlete. You gravitate to something, that's what you are purposed to do here.
It's in you.
It's already.
But
know,
it's up to the parents to cultivate that.
But not only that, we don't follow our first minds.
Mm-mm.
And we do things to please our parents sometimes.
Yeah,
and go down a road that we don't need to go down,
exactly.
Or please people to do things. And I'm not saying I please my parents, but I should have listened to my first mind, because I wouldn't have been where I am now. You know, so I know what I'm talking about. You know, I shouldn't have listened. I should have just run on and said, you know what, this is me. I knew what I wanted to do, but every time I second guess my first mind, I look back and say all my decisions, like right now, all my decisions that I made were based on someone else. And I'm not
going to see you with that.
And I'm not, and
because
this is the thing.
Your first mind that you think of, you know,
it's
that's what,
built
that's,
in you.
That's when you have to come to the conclusion that, you know, that little thing that we call a conscience, that's a little
thing. If you are a leader, and I'm telling
and
you, whatever you are is built
override.
If you are a leader, you can find yourself, you can point out leaders when kids are playing with other kids. The leader is the one that's, come on, y'all, let's go. Come on, y'all, let's do this. Come on, y'all, you like, how did little Johnny talk you into jumping off and breaking your leg? Because little Johnny is a leader. He's just using it wrong, but little Johnny is a leader, and I'm a follower. So I'm going, yeah, it looks fun. Johnny, bam, I broke my leg. These are the things that we have to understand. We, and what, if you're listening to this and you're not doing it, then you need to be doing it, because once you see your child doing something or whatever, you need to focus that attention into that, because if you don't, your child is going to grow up, and he might become a lawyer, but
it's not his intention. That's not
his
purpose.
It's not his intention to
God
be that.
God passionate him to be.
It's not
his and then you will be a rich person that's miserable. Now, we said all of this, and some of us are not in our walking places, but the majority of the, I'm speaking to Americans because we Americans. But if you are alive and if you are listening to this broadcast, you have a chance to change it.
Yes.
As long as you have breath in your body, you can change it. Now, will you be able to do some of the stuff that, no, some of the stuff you wanted to do is past if you're a certain age. It's just, you
can't be an Olympic swimmer. At
you just can't. You know, I mean, some things you can't do anymore. So you just chalk that up and say, you know what, I missed that. Oh, well, I missed it. And you should have did it when you had the chance. But, oh, you know, you just look back at it and say, you know what? Okay. Like me, I look back now, I'm like, I should have done that, but is it going to get me down now? No, because if I stay looking back at that, that ain't the past that I need to be looking at. I need to be looking at the past of someone else, and so that, like y'all said, that my future can be up there. Now, will I achieve what I am, what I'm going to do? Yeah, but if I'd have followed my first mind, I'd have been almost there.
You know what, I agree with you with that, because when you said something that's in you, that little thing that's in you from when you're a small child, if that's not cultivated, that's who you really
and,
are.
And we're so timid, we don't want to try because we're in fear of the fear of not. But see, we have to understand that's
the
why
fear
we
of failing.
And that's why parents need to teach their kids with this everybody wins crap. That needs to go out the window, because you're not teaching your child
reality
for sitting in that past, you will lose. You will fail.
Mm-hmm.
You will,
but
how do you take it? How do you take that failure? Are you going to go in there and cry and all this kind of stuff and then go
and dust yourself off and get back on the
yourself go, or are you going to get up there and say, you know what, I'm going to keep trying. Because everything that in my life that I have failed at and I've kept on, I'm good at doing it.
So listen, the thing that I'm saying, like when you said about a person's path and what in them when they're children, if you think about it, that's when you have people. I've known a lot of people who've gone on to be successful in other things that wasn't their passion. They weren't born loving to do. They just fell into it because my father was a doctor, I'm going to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Or things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you have all these adults with these midlife crises.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing where they want to be.
Pushing their wives out of 20 stories.
Yeah, they feel like, you know, I mean, I miss that, because that little piece of them is still lingering back there. And I think we, instead of us, like you said, being on the path that we're supposed to be on, we've let someone do a little walk on the side.
Make
and,
a detour.
Yeah,
make
put
detour.
A detour sign where really ain't no construction going on your path. They have you exiting off, and then you done went all the way around Dallas when you could have temple straight shot, children of Israel. It's an 11-day trip in 40 years.
And what you're saying is correct, because I got on the freeway today. The freeway was backed up. I said, you know what? I'm going to get off because everybody's get off. Some said, Courtney, let's keep going. The sign said the accident was cleared. Now, while everybody getting off and stuck, I got up and then it like boom, it just opened up.
So what are you saying?
Because I followed my
that
first mind.
You have to listen and be patient. Sometimes we are headed on a path or a destination, and we won't hold fast to what's there. We've got a childish. Have you ever seen somebody on your way one, and you put this down, you pick this up, you put that down, you put this, and you just
like an adult who's never found her major.
Yeah.
Or like you run around and like in 5 years old, and you've had 30 different jobs in you know 12 years.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to be a botanist. Oh, now I'm gonna go be a plant person. You know, I'm gonna be a painter. I'm gonna be this. I'm gonna be
yes.
For instance, like people like in my hobby, people who buy guns. They buy a gun, and they'll say, oh, my God, this is the best gun ever. I'm going to carry it. And then 2 months later, they sell it and trade it in for something else. And then they trade it in for something else. Steady moving money. And they never find the gun. They just keep on. We're just sticking. There's nothing wrong with gun collecting, but if you just want one, you know, stick with that one. Because what people will say is, oh, I'm shooting this one, and it doesn't shoot right. So then let me go get this other one, because they said the trigger is good on this one.
Well, you know what? I use a better example. I know we all have been in school, and we have all had that friend. You know, you have the mandatory instruments in band. Everybody had to be in a little band. In music, everybody had to play an instrument. And then you have that one person, I want to be on the drums. You know what? And then at the end, I went through every instrument, the clarinet.
And they back at the drum.
Then they end up with the little tinkering cymbal thing. Ding!
No, I've met some people who said they didn't want to be on the drum.
And they ended right back
and
up.
And been there all the way back on the drum. Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. That's why you, like you said before,
people
the
don't
on your
know
path,
what your purpose is.
Right, but when
and
you're
that's
born,
the first thing.
Your parents are supposed to set you on your path. Like, everybody knows when kids are little, they want, you know, I'm going to play tennis. No, I don't want to do that. I'm going to play an instrument. I'm going to be in a band. Ooh, no, I'm going to be a drill team.
You know, my daughter once, and she was young. She was like junior high. And I used to drop her off on a Saturday evening at a movie theater near our house. She would meet her little friends there. And when the movie was over, I'd be right there to pick her up. Well, this had gone on and gone on, and then they decided, she and her little friends decided, this is so boring. I tell you what, next time we're going to go to way out in Duncanville to the movies. And I said, you're going to do what? Oh, yeah, we've decided we're going to meet out there. I said, how are you going to meet them? You're going to drop me off. I said, no, I'm not. I said, sweetheart, if I drop you off there, as soon as you get tired of that place and it becomes boring, I'll be driving you to McKinney. And no, ma'am, you're going to enjoy the movie right there where you're going. See, a lot of times parents know, they know what the purpose for their family is. They know that purpose. A lot of times, kids not going to agree with you, and you know.
Well, I think that that's one thing that drives us in our quest for stumbling blocks, because as you said earlier. About the program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want people to get me wrong, and when I say it, talk about the great ones, Alexander the Great, or nothing like that. Well, I'm using them as a reference.
Yes,
but
I understand that.
What I want people to understand is, what do you like to do? If you like to clean up, you should not be scared to want to become a professional cleaner.
Yeah.
This is the biggest thing that kids, because we don't teach our kids to forget what everybody else is trying to say. If you want to be that, that's what you be, because everybody is not going to play NFL. Everybody is not going to be a doctor. Hold your hand up. Have the kids. They can't even be a doctor because they're shaking too much. They nerves already bad, so you don't want them with no scalpel. So you might to be a trash, because if everybody was a doctor, who would be the trash man? Who would be the grocery store clerk?
Mm-hmm.
Who would be the barber?
Who would get your order?
And people don't teach kids that those are respectable jobs.
They only feel if you are a celebrity, and I'm so sick of the word celebrity, because I have nothing against people who have accomplished your entertainment career. That's fine. But don't try to make me feel that I'm not just as important as somebody else.
Exactly.
You know,
because I've met plenty of celebrities, and they all say the same thing to me when I meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you're a cool dude. And I'm like, why is that?
Exactly.
They like,
but
don't ask me for nothing.
And we bring it out of the girls.
Why am I going to ask you, oh my God, because I say you're just another man who just happened to be a millionaire. But
and how many little girls?
It's not mine.
How many little girls now are coming up? We're teaching our little girls. You need to be like Beyonce. I have nothing against Beyonce.
I'm
older. I've gained a few pounds. But there was one time back in the day I would have sat Beyonce down with my body.
Okay, I was a single lady.
I did not get naked on stage and wear a thong to perform in.
Neither did she.
I can show you something.
Okay.
Either way, we teach our little girls that that's how they have to look. So when some little girls don't look like that and somebody's teasing them that they're ugly, this is why they end up committing suicide. Because you haven't taught your child that you are valuable.
We're not teaching our children history and things like that, and we're not teaching them to be individual.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let me just say this. So let me just say, I was shown something the other day of a young lady was recording herself taking 6 bottles of pill. She did not have parents. And she has been dealt such a bad hand. And I'm not going to say just a parent. I'm going to say anyone who's put in someone's life as a caregiver.
Exactly.
So when you say, I know a lot of people out there take the things that you say literal and don't leave things to interpretation. I will not say it's a parent because
your caregiver, or
whomever is offering you genuine love and affection.
Yes.
It may not be a caregiver. It could be a best friend. It could be someone you met at the car wash and you just clicked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it could be someone, whomever you're getting that genuine love and affection from or something like that. And that's what made me bring it up, because that young lady felt like she had
no one or nothing,
and she was useless. She had been molested, and everything bad happened to her.
And this
because
is why
she didn't have anyone to set her on her correct path. And when she got on that path of destruction, no one cared enough to say, hey, you know what, come on, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Before you talk, was she an orphan?
I believe her.
Someone...
said both of her parents were dead. Did she?
But let me say
but
this.
But I'm saying somebody. But...
Oh, they were drug addicts.
That's what I want to see. They made a choice when they were smaller to do some idiotic and not
and bring that child
and
into
bring
the world.
That, bring, not
now.
Only that, bring that child, but that stubbornness. Oh, I can. It's my life. I can do whatever. And then you know you done ruin somebody.
Yeah. Now listen, we've got 4 minutes, and I'm going to say this: we're talking about as we choose, and I look at kids. I am a person that I will take your child in. I will love them. I'm never going to misuse them. I will love them, bless them, do whatever. I've had my feelings hurt a number of times, and I know that the reason I have my feelings hurt is that that's my setup to make me stop doing it. But I'm not going to stop because that's what I'm destined to do. I've been told I'm not, that's not your mother, that's not your this. Well, what I say to those people, I may not be your mother, but I sure as heck treat you like I am. So there's a difference.
Ooh.
When I spend my money on you, love you, wipe your vomit, wipe your behind, do all these things, stand in for you, talk for you, cry for you, all these things, those are all things a mother would do. So I do it for every child, young lady, and young man that I meet. So let me say this. We're talking about the path that we choose. I did not choose my path. Because who would choose a path where somebody spits in your face after you blessed them? I did not choose my path. My path was chosen for me. The only thing I hate about the path that I'm on is that I didn't recognize it earlier so that I could be established now to do the things that I'm trying my best to do at this age. But I will accomplish that. And what I want to say to everybody, if you stop trying to find yourself, if you're not on your path and you don't know where you are, stop and look in the mirror. And whatever face is looking back at you, that's who you are. And the next step is to align yourself up with the word of God. Let God impart into you what your purpose is, how far down that road you have to go, how many hurdles you're going to have to jump over to get to where you're going. And let us be the people that God has created us to be and not the one man has programmed us to be. And I promise you, those paths will be right on. And for those of you that have maybe gotten off the beaten path, you may have fallen by the wayside. It's a lot of things you may not be accomplishing, but be not worried about it. As long as you have breath in your body, guess what? You have an opportunity to choose the right path. And there's nothing wrong with you standing up in the morning, the next few minutes, say, hey, I'm getting back out here. I'm going to get on this road, and I'm not going to stop until I get to my destination in life. Because if you stop now, you don't know how long it's going to take you. You may accomplish what you're going to take in a day, 2 days, but whatever. Just be willing to do it. And stop whining about the shoulda, woulda, couldas and the things that you didn't do. Because I promise you, everyone has a path, and we need to learn how to choose the right one. So for those of you, I thank you so much for all of our guests being here today. And I want you to know that we are here to help. If you need to send me an email, send it to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. Or you can look at my blog page, www.loisbullock.blogspot.com. There are places that you can leave comments on there if you so desire. I promise you, if you send me an email, I will be more than happy to answer you back. So thanks to Shannon. Thanks to Courtney. Thanks to Dijon and all of you for listening. And we're here on Let's Talk Truth. And guess what? I'm Lois Bullock. I'm your host for the night. And I am loving you with the heart of God. So good night.